See if all the Smiths in Kentucky are friendly. I can't believe they all are. Line me up, Smiths, and I'll call Kentucky, and I'll dial all night till the morning sun comes. Here is another whoop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doo.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Smith. This is T.D. Mischke calling from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm doing a radio show right now. Can you believe that?
Holy shit, what are you doing way up there?
Well, I live here.
Oh, you do?
And I'm doing a radio show, and I just grabbed your name randomly out of the phone book.
How did you do that?
Well, I said, grab a Smith to my producer, and he just grabbed any old Smith he could find in Bourbon County. I needed one from Bourbon County.
Bourbon County, Kentucky. Well, that's who you're talking to. Is this some kind of gimmick?
Nope, this is real. I was going to ask if you're some kind of a gimmick.
I thought you might be one of them telemarketers.
Hell no, I hate those guys. I'd sooner shoot them with a double-barrel shotgun than say hi to them.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm sure you're with me there. No, I'm just calling some Smiths out of the phone book because I wanted to find out a little bit about Mr. Judge Lindsey Stewart.
Judge Lindsey Stewart.
Boy, he's not that well known down there. He's a famous guy up this way. He was just arrested for driving while intoxicated, his second offense, and after failing a sobriety test, he told the officer the reason he couldn't walk a straight line was an inner ear infection.
He got picked up and ticketed in a little small town, a Carlisle, which is 5 miles from my farm, on the road that goes by my house. The Jackstown Road. Yeah, I just read that in the paper day before yesterday. That was his second time.
Yeah, can you believe he used the old line, I have an inner ear infection that affects my balance?
Well, I've heard them all before because I still like to take a little nip, but I don't drive. I'll be damned. Yeah, that's true. I think he only got slapped on his hands the first time.
Well, actually, what they said is that in June of 99, after pleading guilty, he apparently was reprimanded by the Kentucky Judicial Conduct Commission.
Oh, yeah.
This time he's got to do 14 days in jail.
Yeah. Well, if it was a second offense in Florida, he'd do 90 days.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mostly live in Florida. I still got the old farm here in Kentucky. And my mom's still living. She's 89 years old and in a nursing home up here.
So that's the old...
I come up every summer and take care of the old farm. And we were talking about it at the Bourbon County Library just yesterday.
So that's the old family farm you have there, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm fifth generation here.
Fifth generation. You know what? My relatives are the fifth generation to own a farm, a century farm in Buckman, Minnesota.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my great-great-grandfather came over in 1870, and there's still someone in the family running the old log cabin he built, still there.
Well, this is an old log cabin that I'm sitting right in the room that was built in 1790.
1790?
Yes, yep, 201 years old.
Lord have mercy. I can't touch that. Boy, although Kentucky is old enough to have a few of those places, but how
many... Yeah. If you look up, the house that I'm living into belonged to Barton W. Stone. He was the first preacher in this neck of the woods back in the 1790s. There's an old church over here about 4 miles away made out of blue ash logs, just like this old house is, and it's called the Cane Ridge Shrine. Now, that's well known to, I'm not a religious person by trade, but they're having a bicentennial here this year in August. 2000, it was 201 years ago that Barton W. Stone preached over that the log cabin church.
You got a little something in common with Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, just about. But this church is I'm talking about, it is now enshrined in a mausoleum and preserved. under a brick building, you know, and it, they done it, they said, to protect it from the woodpeckers and the weather.
Yeah.
But we're in a pretty, the old Daniel Boone used to just, he used to cross the creek right down here.
Son of a gun. Now, do you still farm, or?
No, sir, the farm is an old tobacco farm.
Old tobacco farm.
The old tobacco farm. We still have a tobacco base that there's, the tobacco, about 2,000 pounds of tobacco is allotted to our farm. There's a few cattle here. It's 50 acres. Huh. And like I say, I'm fifth generation here. My father farmed it all his life, but my brother and I, we chose other occupations. We didn't want to farm.
Did you get married and have a family?
Yes, sir. I've got do you know where Hibbing, Minnesota is?
Do I know where it is? I just was there a month ago.
I have a 15-year-old granddaughter there right now.
Hey, I'm going there on the 20th of July. Would you like me to bring her anything?
Oh, Lord God, I don't have her address. The last letter I got from her, I don't know.
Huh.
On this short of notice, I'd have to call you back.
Well, that's all right. I'll call you before I go there. What's your first name?
My first name is Ronald Smith.
Ronald Smith.
Uh-huh.
You know, you grab Smith out of the phone book in Kentucky and just start calling. Everybody's friendly down there.
Oh, good gosh. We're the cream of the crop down here.
Yeah.
And then we tolerate you Yankees.
Yeah, well,
where are you calling from?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, St. Paul, okay, the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Are you a Viking fan?
Only when they're winning. When they're losing, I don't even know who they are.
Well, I'm only just a few miles from the University of Kentucky, and my dad hated the Wildcats.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't stand them.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kentucky is home to Clem Haskins, who coached our Minnesota Gophers for years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
of course, Bear Bryant, the coach for Alabama, he was from here.
Yeah. So on that tobacco deal, can you just make a cigar right there in your yard?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. This tobacco is raised, cured out and stripped and put on the warehouse for the buyers from the different tobacco companies to come and buy it, and then it's shipped to North Carolina and it's processed down there.
And become...
No, this is just to raise it, cure it, and get it out of here down to North Carolina.
Does it smell like when you smell tobacco grown in a field? What does it smell like?
Well, it's got a right pleasant smell to it. It's real green. It's growing right now. It's the crop is in now, and it's the tobacco plants are just about up to your knees right now.
Knee high by the 4th of July.
About the knee, yeah. Yep, it's early.
Is this about flat country where you are, or rolling?
No, we're in the what they call the foothills.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty rolly right here, and you only have to drive about 50, 60 miles, you're in the Appalachian.
Son of a gun. How far are you from Memphis, Tennessee?
Memphis, Tennessee is about 7 hours from here.
Son of a gun. I'm going there in August. I'd sure like to drive and see your farm sometime.
You come on by any time. When you're going to Memphis?
I'm going to Memphis in the first part of August.
Well, I will be here until the 1st of October before I return to Florida.
All right, I'm going to hang on to your phone number. What's the closest airport to you?
Lexington.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington is about 30 miles away.
All right, I may have to get down there before October. What's the
best...
Well,
you remember the racehorse secretariat?
Yeah.
Well, he was born and raised up here about 6 miles from me. I can get you on the farm to see his grave if you want to.
Is that right?
There's a lot of history in this area right here.
Oh, I'd love that. Boy,
well,
that would be
swell. Well, you need to come down. I'll give you a little tour.
All right, Ron, I'm going to take you up on that. I got until the fall to hook up with you, and I'll bring my tape recorder, and we'll make a radio show out of it.
Well, whatever you want to do. How did you find out about Judge Stewart, though?
It was in USA Today.
No shit! God, I can't believe it. Oh, man. You ain't broadcasting this, what I'm talking to you, are you?
Wouldn't do that to you.
I hope not.
Well, all right,
I'm an old sailor. I got some loose words here.
Yeah. Okay. okay, we are on the air, but so what? It's a loose program. It's evening radio. Whole different set of rules kick in.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. So if you're taping this, I want to hear it when you come down.
I'll bring it.
Hey, feel free to come anytime. I'll show you around, partner.
Now, you're an old sailor. You're an old Navy guy?
21 years in the United States Navy.
Well, what years?
I went in and I graduated from high school here in Bourbon County in 1958. I went in the Navy and I retired in 1979, 21 years later.
Man.
And I've been retired for 21 years.
You probably got a few stories, Ron.
I have got a few stories, and plus, I live in Central Florida until my mom got sick, and I've been up here taking care of her for the last 4 or 5 years.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang on to your number. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you before I go to Hibbing in case you want me to bring anything to your granddaughter.
Her name is Jamie Smith, and she's with her stepmother there in Hibbing. I don't have the address, but I think I got the letter here somewhere. I can dig it out.
Well, I'll call you within a week or so and see if you found it yet.
I'll do that. I'll call my son in Seattle, Washington. I can definitely get it.
All right, and then I'll bring something up from down here for her. All right, I'll be in touch with you, Ron.
And your name?
My name's Tom Mischke.
Tom Mischke?
Yep.
Okay, well, you give me a call. You come on down, Hoss.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. All right.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I die, and they're looking for someone to do this show, get that guy. Ladies and gentlemen, bottom of the hour news with John Hite.
I don't know if I can follow, Ronald. Thanks, Tommy. Partly cloudy and 80 degrees in Minneapolis and St. Paul.